It's May 19th, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm John Biggs. Adam is off for a few days. Just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Today's episode is sponsored by ErisX, the Stellar Development Foundation, and Grayscale Digital Large Cap Fund. And now, the news. A widely tracked Bitcoin price indicator is about to turn bullish, potentially accelerating the recent BTC uptrend. The 50-day moving average of Bitcoin's price looks set to cross above the 200-day moving average within 2 or 3 days, resulting golden crossover, a long-term bull market indicator, to be the first since February 18th and only the 7th in Bitcoin's lifetime as per CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index. When a short-term MA moves above a long-term MA, a bullish cross is confirmed. That is considered a buy signal by trend followers who will buy or sell based on crypto trends. Alternatively, a bear cross is taken as a sell signal. Thus, the impending golden cross, once confirmed, could bring additional buying pressure from traders who employ MH strategies, leading to stronger price gain. Leonard Neo, lead analyst at Stack, also expects the upcoming golden cross to bode well for the cryptocurrency. He said, quote, "Moving averages tend to be one of the best performing strategies when applied to crypto, at least for the past couple years. We expect the same to happen in this potential golden cross, as BTC should see some upward price pressure," he said. Bitcoin is currently trading at $9,688, while Ether is trading at $212, according to the CoinDesk Price Index. Blockchain venture studio Thesis has put a pause on deposits into TBTC, a new platform meant to put BTC on Ethereum so BTC can be used in decentralized finance application. The Thesis team cited a bug, but is not disclosing details until all funds have been safely withdrawn from this iteration of TBTC. Thesis is now helping early users withdraw any BTC that they had deposited. The project lead behind the new system, Thesis CEO Matt Longo, sent the following statement to CoinDesk via spokesperson. "An issue in the dApp that was missed by our security audit was found by two of our contributors. We decided to pause deposits for now to ensure the safety of funds. It's thanks to the strength and engagement of our community that this was identified quickly and all funds were safe." Longo said the priority now was to further enhance the security of the system before announcing a timeline to redeploy it. Longo also wrote on Twitter that a postmortem is coming, which the company expects to release tomorrow.
Support for this podcast and this message come from ErisX.
With ErisX, you can trade spot and regulated futures on cryptocurrencies through a licensed U.S.-based exchange. ErisX believes in fair access for all. Sign up today to take advantage of zero fees and learn more at erisx.com/consensus.
This episode is also sponsored by the Stellar Development Foundation. The Stellar Network connects your business to the global financial infrastructure. Whether you're looking to power a payment application or issue digital assets like stablecoins or digital dollars, Stellar is easy to learn and fast to implement. Start your journey today at stellar.org/coindesk. Our final sponsor is Grayscale Digital Large Cap Fund. In times like these, diversification is key. Consider Grayscale Digital Large Cap Fund, ticker symbol GDLC. It's the only publicly traded investment product that offers diversified exposure to large cap digital currencies, all from your brokerage account. For more information, visit grayscale.co/coindesk. That's grayscale.co/coindesk.
A bit more tech news for a Tuesday as Ethereum's premier coin mixing service goes permissionless. Tornado Cash, a privacy tool for obfuscating the history of Ether transactions, completed a cryptographic process known as a trusted setup ceremony on May 10th, followed by a contract update on Monday to create perpetually self-executing code. The ceremony, relying on cryptographic method known as multi-party computation, makes Tornado Cash completely trustless and unstoppable, co-founder Roman Storm said in an interview with CoinDesk. Tornado Cash V1 first launched in August 2019, but remained an audited experimental software because the developers retained control over user funds through multi-sig wallet. With version 2, all that is gone. The MPC and Monday's contract update effectively break up the developer key by creating a crowdsourced smart contract without a private key. This means no one person will own or even access the platform's cash. It's a fascinating change in a popular project. Finally, in security news, European supercomputers programmed to search for a vaccine for the deadly COVID-19 virus were remotely hijacked last week for the purpose of mining cryptocurrency. According to a report by ZDNet, multiple supercomputers across the EU were compromised by a string of malware attacks that required a shutdown after it was discovered that they were being used for crypto mining, also known as cryptojacking. The hackers had gained entry via stolen access credentials from individuals authorized to operate the machines. Security researcher Chris Dolman, co-founder of Caddo Security, told ZDNet that the malware was designed to use the supercomputer's processing power to mine Monero. It is also believed the number of the compromised supercomputers are being used to prioritize research for a coronavirus vaccine, although details surrounding the hacks and the company's and the computer's purpose appear to have been left deliberately vague. And finally, the popular band OK Go has recorded a new song about facing the pandemic together. The band recorded their song All Together Now alone and then mixed it online. The best part? Watch the whole video to find out. Here's a little taste. And that's the news. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with your next news roundup on Wednesday. And just a reminder that CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.